The Congressional Spotlight is brought to you by AT&T, your world delivered. The Postal Service is in serious debt. Federal News Radio has told you the Inspector General for USPS found $75 billion in overpayments. Getting that money back would go a long way in helping get USPS back to black. Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly tells Federal News Radio that's not going to happen unless OPM or Congress steps in. And even then, he says, that's really only a first step.
Congress has to act on that $75 billion because, frankly, the Postal Service is being required, unlike any other agency, to overpay, frankly, its obligations. So I think we can take care of that. It's estimated that could save them $5.5 billion a year of the projected $7 billion deficit this year. So that's step number one. The Postmaster General has indicated that he's going to implement $123 billion in savings that he's already got the authority to do, which essentially brings down their debt, I think, to a much more manageable level. But some of the things they're contemplating are very troubling because I think with the best of intentions, I'm concerned that it puts the Post Service in a debt spiral. And chief among those is the recommendation of the Postmaster General to reduce service from 6 days a week to five.
It sounds like that's something they are not really in love with doing either, but as a last resort. So can you go along with the reduction of payment to the health and pension funds?
I can. In fact, I think Congress needs to do that so that the Postal Service doesn't have a burden that nobody else, frankly, has. It's a requirement unique to the Postal Service.
What's difficult, though, is that they can't do anything without OPM or without Congress or some combination therein. So this isn't high on the list of priorities for Congress right now, or is it? Where does this stand?
Well, I think it would be high on the list of priorities. I think we're going to have a little heavy lifting in the Congress to get folks to focus on this problem. Our committee's had a series of hearings, and we just had a joint hearing with the Senate to try to highlight these issues. But the first thing that has to happen, it seems to me, though, is the Postal Service has to get its act together in terms of, well, what measures can we agree on that need to be taken in the short run? And I think so long as they continue to emphasize reducing service from 6 days a week to five, I think that's going to complicate the picture enormously.
So if they raise their postal rates and reduce their service while looking to Congress to take action on the $75 billion overpayment, so this could hurt their case to Congress?
I think it does, and I also think it frankly hurts their business model. What the Postal Service has to do is look toward a 21st century business model that makes sense. By reducing service and raising rates, I think they put themselves in a death spiral. They drive a lot of current customers, frankly, to the competition. I think we have to reimagine the Postal Service. We have to look at the role post offices can play in communities besides just receiving and delivering mail. We have to try to exploit the competitive advantage they have. For example, while first-class mail has declined by about 15% in the last 3 or 4 years, package delivery has shot up, and it is an important niche that the Postal Service actually has. So, frankly, instead of reducing service from 6 to 5 days a week, the Postal Service ought to be looking at a 24/7 model like the competition.
So that would be raising costs for them. So I guess it to be some kind of a negotiation. It sounds like what you're saying is let's come up with a plan that's not one extreme, not the other extreme, but let's put all of the ideas in the hat and see what works the best.
That's exactly right. And I'm not even sure that by looking at creative ways of expanding customer service that it's a zero-sum game. I mean, I think that's how you stay competitive. I think that's ultimately how, in fact, you return to profitability. Remember that the Postal Service has gone through these cycles many times. At the hearing, I referred to documents from 1976 where the Postal Service made the same kind of recommendations it's making today. They were not acted upon, and shortly thereafter, the Postal Service returned to some record years of profitability. So that's not an argument for doing nothing. I think there are things we have to do to make sure the Postal Service remains a public institution that serves the general public, but that also can be competitive. There is competition out there now. They're no longer the monopoly they once were, and they have to take cognizance of that and stay competitive.
We're talking with Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly. He is a member of the Subcommittee on the Federal Workforce Postal Service in the District of Columbia about the plight of the Postal Service and some possible solutions. And I wanted to ask you if you had known already about the overpayment that the USPS IG had fingered and if there is any way to really move this along among lawmakers so that this can be resolved.
It was something that was highlighted in the hearing. We had several hearings we've had at the Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee, and I think it may require a legislative solution, and certainly I, for one, stand ready to support such legislation. It's a crowded calendar with a very limited amount of legislative days left, but I think this is something definitely we have to address legislatively for the sake of the Postal Service's customers.
But just to be clear, there's nothing on the floor at this point. There's nothing before the House in this regard at this point.
There is not a bill at the moment, but I'm hopeful that such legislation can get through our subcommittee and our committee quickly.
Just for the work that you're doing on Capitol Hill, are you able to gauge the temperature of your fellow lawmakers and determine if they would be supportive as well?
I think this is an issue that's not really on the radar scope of most members of Congress. Our subcommittee clearly is seized with the issue, but we've got some work to do in making sure we educate our colleagues as to the imminence of this and the urgency for action.
And when you do get back, by the way, what do you think will be the top priorities in what remains of the season before the elections?
Well, obviously we've got to get Wall Street reform through the conference report through both the Senate and, of course, we already voted in the House. That legislation is critical legislation that needs to get on the president's desk. Energy legislation is still awaiting Senate action. I think the BP oil spill further highlights the urgency of trying to address that issue. I also think there's going to be, if you will, BP-specific legislation to try to close some of the loopholes that were created by previous Congresses and in the previous administration. The BP oil rig, for example, was subject to what's called a categorical exemption from normal environmental review. Here in Northern Virginia, the Rail to Dulles project, which is a public project, was subjected to almost 2 years of what's known as NEPA, the National Environmental Protection Act, review, costing millions of dollars. The oil rig off the Gulf was subjected to zero environmental review because it was exempted. That loophole has to be closed. I've introduced legislation to do that, which I hope will be folded into a broader bill reacting to this spill.
And finally, what would happen next with the Postal Service? What should we be watching for over the coming weeks and months?
Well, I think I think one of the things that obviously we're going to be looking to is the recommendations coming out of the Postal Regulatory Commission. Ruth Galway is chairing that commission. She's a very thoughtful person. And we want to see what their reactions are to some of the suggestions made by the Postmaster General and the USPS. And I think we're awaiting that report.
And that's Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia's 11th District, Uncle Jerry. You can learn more and hear the entire interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.